Chapter 4. The house was cool. Shanda led him through corridors to a room that smelled of cooking. A fat woman with ears like a lordkin's stood at a counter stirring a kettle. The kettle frothed with boiling liquid. Wandel stared. The smells went straight to his hunger. The counter she stood over was a big clay box. The top was an iron grill, and flames licked up through it under a copper pot. A fire. Indoors, that didn't go out. Squinting, he approached the yellow-white glare and lifted his hands to it. Hot. Yes, fire. Shanda gave him the funniest look. The fat woman looked at them with an expression that might have been menacing, but wasn't.
Miss Shanda, I got no time just now. Your daddy is having visitors. There's a wizard coming to dinner, and we have to get ready.
A wizard? But Shanda didn't act surprised or excited. She said,
Serana, this is Wando, and he's hungry.
The fat woman smiled.
Sure he's hungry. He's a boy, isn't he? A boy is nothing but an appetite and trouble, she said,
but she was still smiling.
Sit over there. I'll get you something in a minute. Where do you live?
Wando pointed vaguely west.
Over there, ma'am.
Serana nodded to herself and went back to the stove, but then she brought out a bowl and a spoon.
Have some of my pudding, she said. But your cook can't make pudding like that.
Wandel tasted the pudding. It was smooth and creamy.
No, ma'am,
Wandel said. Serana beamed.
Miss Shanda, this is a nice boy,
she said.
Now scoot when you get done. I've got my work to do.
After he finished the pudding, he followed Shanda down another corridor. The house was built around an interior courtyard, and they went upstairs to a long outside...